So leaving the circus, but not the itinerant. There's another thread going through the poems in the chapbook and in the book, which is sort of the Anglo-Saxon and the medieval. And this begins with a quote from an essay on the Anglo-Saxon riddles by the medievalist J.R. Fenn, which is "Language as an unhomely dwelling place." Rust on the sickles, cliffs discolored, the arterial road approaching the unexplained monument, I think of you. Parallel this westering narrative, I'll offer the village station. We'll share places, I hope, sidings are mossed. We'll share their sound, glance, accomplice, the still of tiger lilies, orange and unrepentant in fall. Call it the remnant porch of the abandoned house, the lights of the north. These are scenes I'll ask you tell again, the comfort in the company of footfall. A lapse of residence will set to horse. My eye follows where your hand suggests. Direction is language unhomely in the contours of a manuscript. A clearing and its boundary. The hybrid wildlife of irises visible in the foliage. Language, we are moving on again.